I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I'm looking at Shaletta's graphic. She's got a great graphic here at Shaletta's Funny. And I see an X on Dan's face. I see an X on Adam's face. I see an X on my face. Your face still looks as beautiful as ever. What's going on?
I am a 105 guest. Okay, that's my time. That's what my people expect to hear me. Folks are waiting and they're listening for the feistiness. Okay,
yes.
They schedule their lunch times around my parents on the Chad Hartman show because they're waiting for the good part. Okay. And then all of a sudden, here I come. Anytime somebody needs to be moved or switched around on Fridays, it's me. So now I'm at 135. Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate it. I don't feel the love. I don't feel appreciated. And, I don't want to, start no mess, but my people might be outside with some signs and stuff because we don't appreciate being moved around on Friday. That's 105 is my time. Work around that. Okay,
gonna have
you got
that,
3 hours.
They're going to have that sandwich board you had out in the fair?
Yeah, exactly. Which people are going to be outside? What? Andrew is going to be out there. Sean is going to be out there.
I got enough people living in my house to actually look like a real protest. I got 15 kids and my father-in-law, and I can scare my husband into holding up a sign, too. That's enough.
Well, listen, some union workers
out there, man.
It wasn't me. It was Cook. Dan, who switched Shaletta's time?
Oh, that would be me. Absolutely. That would be me.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me.
Yeah.
And you see, this is why I never did any work when I worked for you. Here's Dan giving you the forecast, and you reading the wrong forecast in the wrong damn city in the wrong state, everything.
Hey, you want to know what it is in Hawaii? I'm going to give the Hawaii forecast at 235.
When you do all that pull of forecast, send it to him, all the type it up, make it look all neat. He probably did an hourly, 7 day, 10 day. He probably got the little clouds drawn in with some matte pencils and everything for you.
Used a Sharpie to extend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not why you didn't do the work, but I appreciate you highlighting the work that I did.
I was a hell of an answer. Dan, 9 is an answer.
Oh, absolutely.
0 was an actual answer to why she didn't do the work.
All the points, but none of the actual facts.
Really good. Really good. I mean, it was Dr. Michael Osterholm. Dr. Osterholm on COVID. Well, then also, I understand you weren't happy because for a while it looked like there was a very good chance Joe Biden was going to join us today. And Dan was letting folks know. How would you have felt if, like, right now, we're at this point in the conversation, Dan goes, excuse me, Chad and Shaletta, excuse me, the vice president's on the line. We're going to have to put you on hold.
Just thinking about it makes my heart beat fast. I'm going to just tell you right now. I'm probably going to have some paperwork in my file if something like that goes down. Like I said, unless it's Michelle Obama or Mary J. Blige, do not bump me.
That is what she said yesterday when I told her. Shaletta, would you like to repeat my response?
No, I do not.
Okay, all right. I have no problem with it if you do, so you can go ahead and tell people what I said.
I'm jotting this down. Yes. Michelle Obama
or Mary J. Blige.
I've got someone that needs to get an extra check on his chest now, is Carter. Carter last segment said women should not drive a car. That's what he said. Dan, is that correct?
Yeah.
And he is hiding out where again?
His usual spot.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Somebody needs to have a talk with him. And why, how did he come up with this? What happened?
Well, so we were talking about, there's a story out of Canada. Somebody was driving a Tesla, 93 miles per hour, and they were sound asleep. They had the seat back like they were asleep. And so then we talked about, you know, how confident would we feel riding a driverless car? And I asked, has anybody done it? And Adam goes, yes, I've done it. Now, here's how fraudulent he was. He's with Jen there in Vegas. Probably Dan would even ask on the Strip, where your average speed on the Strip is what? 2.1 miles per hour.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Somebody was sitting in the driver's seat, and somebody also was sitting in the passenger seat. So that doesn't count. So then I asked, would you drive on the highway and you would just sit in the passenger seat and the car would be going 50, 60, 70 miles an hour on the highway? He said, not a problem. I'd do it. No chance, right?
No. But, you know, we got to check on him. Who's in charge of making sure he takes his medication today? Is it Dan's day?
Well, let's define medication before we get too far down that road.
Yeah, which medication? Now, as a texter pointed out, I think this was an Ask Adam Anything. And the texter pointed this out today. This is the guy who would give up orgasms to drive a car. He did say that. He said, which would you give up? He said, yeah, I'd rather give up orgasms. I need to drive my car. And now, as the astute texter points out, now he's willing to ride shotgun.
Yeah.
I think you said you'd give up orgasms too.
Oh, yeah. I'm over it. I really am. I'm 48. I mean, you know, it's been done already. I'm over it. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, really, how much can you have? How much more? I'm good.
More.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm not. Dan, you good? I'm not good yet.
No, not yet. Nope.
I'm tapped out. I'm good.
Does Sean know this?
I'm not sure. I'm sure he's.
I am sure that Sean does not know this. I'm quite sure.
We might need to get Sean back on the line at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he might have some paperwork for me to sign if he figures this one out. But yeah, I'm tapped out. Yeah.
That's correct. Wow. Dan, sounds like a romantic weekend at the Brundage House.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Gosh. I'm going to invite Sean over to take a cold shower. All right, hang on.
Okay.
Take a break with Shaletta. I want to hear what's coming up with the Shaletta Show tomorrow, 11 to 2, on the home of Shaletta Brundage, WCCO. She is the host of the Shaletta Show, and Shaletta is with us. Dan, is that volume okay? Is that
yes, it is much better than what it was.
Good
spot. Yes.
Okay, good. Before I get to your show, so it was very busy here this morning. We had folks over trying to fix things. Quentin's on a Zoom call. Mike's on a Zoom call. Carla's working. I'm working, and so there wasn't a lot of time to make a lot of lunch. So it was macaroni and cheese. It was two boxes of macaroni and cheese, and I made those right before we jumped on air. So I'm in here until about 12:30. I go to grab the bowl of two boxes of macaroni and cheese. Both boxes were gone. How should I feel about that, Shaletta? How should I feel?
Look, man, you in a house full of people just like me. You have to guard food. That's what we have to do.
Oh, I'm looking at one of the victims right now walking up the stairs right now. She's I'm checking her out, too.
Yeah, if you put food in the microwave at my house and you leave it and it dings, we think you being a blessing to somebody else. We're like, oh, Daddy warmed up some food for me. He is such a good guy. But we eat whatever is. Don't leave a donut. Don't leave nothing, because we it will get eaten. Yeah, we're survival of the fittest around here. You ought to know better.
Oh, yeah, and Carla's like, I thought you ate, Mima. And she goes, I didn't have any. Mima, she's got cheese stains all around her mouth.
You can't hide mac and cheese. If you take some everybody else mac and cheese. They gonna know it. Your teeth gonna be stained. You're gonna have it on your shirt, your nose.
Yeah.
The shoes don't come out easy. You pretty much gotta bathe and wash your clothes if you're gonna steal somebody else's macaroni and cheese. That's just that cheese,
oh, yeah,
is unforgiving. Yeah, that cheese is unforgiving.
Okay, Dan, what do we think of the sound quality of Shaletta's phone right now? Is that okay?
She's through like a tunnel somewhere, and there's like a marching band warming up. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on there?
Excuse me. Is it better now?
Eh. It was perfect the first segment, but we'll
I wouldn't say it
out.
Was perfect the first segment. No, I wouldn't.
I thought, you know what? I just think you guys are trying to get rid of me. You know, I think that's what it is because I haven't done anything differently. So, you know, if you want to say bye, just say bye. Don't blame it on the phone quality, okay?
Well, could I go by Felicia? I mean, could I add to it that way or?
Wait, did I tell y'all they quoted me in the London Times newspaper this week?
What?
And I spent like all 8 hours of a day explaining to the folks over across the pond what Bi Felicia was because, okay, so it was Prince Harry's birthday. And so the royals.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Can you hold on? I want Dan called this good story. Call her right back. Because I want the sound. I want people to be able to hear you. And it's just warbling a little bit. That's what that's the radio term I'm going to go with. I think I know where she's going with this Prince Harry story. We talked about it also, but I'd rather hear it from Shaletta. Shaletta's with us, the Shaletta Show, 11 to 2 tomorrow. She goes on Baby Gap's show. I think there's a criminal charge or something like that that has forced her to go on Baby Gap show Tuesdays at 9:35. Kind of a warm-up. It's kind of like when you're swinging on deck and you're trying to get loose, and then you come on the real show with us. I wanted her at 105. Dan bumped her for no reason.
So get this. Now I'm trying to call her back, and I'm getting a busy signal.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't make that up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm with her because we talked about this. So keep calling her. Or Shaletta Close Circuit, call in. By the way, she might kill you. So I'm just going to let you know you should try vigorously to get her on the air. Or else I just need to line up the next producer for the show really soon.
Yeah, you might want to work on that because it's 3 calls in a row and I'm getting. How do you even get a busy signal on a cell phone? I don't even know. I mean, unless you're in. But even if you don't have signal, you just would go to voicemail, wouldn't it?
Oh. Unless she just put us. What happens if you're blocked? Like if somebody blocks you, does it just ring and ring and ring? Do you get a busy signal? I don't. Have you ever blocked someone on your phone?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Absolutely. No, I've done that before.
Have you blocked me at times on the weekends and I just don't realize?
You know, I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Why isn't Dan picking up this phone? I keep calling him all the time.
Oh, it just keeps. I'm still getting. Now I'm worried for her because now I'm getting a busy signal for the fourth time that I've tried calling her.
Did you text her?
I've been trying to call her. How am I supposed to text her and call her at the same time?
Well, that's a fair question. It's a fair question. Text while she's right because so it's Harry's 36th birthday.
Right.
I forget which day, Tuesday or Wednesday. And the brother and the sister-in-law, they sent a picture of the three of them running somewhere. So it's Will's, Kate, and Harry, and they're running. And there's not a single sight in this picture of who? Harry's wife, Meghan. Meghan, who reportedly has left London, has convinced Harry to leave London because of the lack of respect from the family. And now there's no Meghan. That was awful, Cook.
That was terrible, yeah. That was terrible.
That's indefensible, right?
No, because they've got a picture of the four of them. You know that they do.
There's thousands of them. There's thousands. You know, if they want to send that, like, personally to her, to him, excuse me?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Oh, but to do it publicly.
But to the public photo? How do you normally leave the station?
I don't know, but I'm going to leave a different way today, I tell you that.
I'm just going to say good luck to you.
Oh, I'm in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah. Let's make sure she's okay, though.
Yeah,
let's definitely
sure.
Make sure she is okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.